What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Lion's Den podcast with your host, Alex Duenas. You know, it's funny. It's almost like, I don't want to say I change, but I get excited whenever I'm going to do a podcast. As I was putting my headphones on, I was thinking to myself, man, I don't even know what to talk about. And this minute I just started going, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a lot of fun. So yesterday, I got my knees blasted, okay? So I got the letter D on my left knee and the letter A on my right knee. So my initials. And they're not small. I'm talking, these are some big letters. And even I was a little surprised how big they were. But I wanted them. And before I got them, I made the appointment last week. And my tattoo artist, Enrique, I've gone to him for two tattoos, my knuckles and my back. And he has really good letterings, and they all have been lettering. And I was talking to him. He was like, I might want to get both knees. He's like, honestly, my man, I would just do one. He's like, you really? He's like, bro, he's like, those are really painful, man. Really. He's like, I've never seen anybody that I've worked with be able to do more than one. And so you can just do one day and one the other day. I'm like, he said, you got to be a maniac to be able to do two. I'm like, okay. And the day before it, which was yesterday, or 2 days ago, I texted him because I'm like, you know what? I want to get a different tattoo. It's not that I'm scared. I was like, you know what? Because I had another idea. I think the hardest part about tattoos is thinking of ideas. Like, seriously. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to get, you know? I got my first tattoo when I was 18, Vinny Vidivici, and I got the idea from Z's because he passed away. I found out about him like 6 months after he passed away. He changed my life. Like, he legitimately made such a big impact on my life that my first tattoo was Vinny Vidivici on my chest, and he had it, you know, which means I came, I saw, I conquered. And since then, my next tattoo was 9 years later at 26, actually. Yeah, 8 years later, something like that. My throat tattoo, pretty extreme, I know, but the reason that is because it was a big change in my life. Like, it's not that I found God, but God really helped me out. That's why it's a lion with the crown of thorns. And once I got that, I realized that. Give me a second. I got somebody right here looking for Leon. I hope Leon's gonna be fine. He'll be fine. Sorry about that. I don't know how I feel about interrupting the podcast like this. He's fine. Leon is such a sweet boy. And so then, anyways, I got my back done by him. And honestly, truthfully, my back hurt like a motherfucker. And I was telling him that. And he's like, oh, well, that's a big piece. It's a big back piece. And so I go in there and I start off with my left knee. Thank Lord Jesus that I started off my left knee. He's like, let's do the D first. I'm like, okay. And we're in there. And honestly, it's not that bad. It's really not that bad. There's certain parts where he was going over my knee where I just sat there. I'm like, no, you can do this shit. This is easy. Come on. Easy. My self-talk was something else, man. And so, he's like, if you need a break, just let me know. I'm like, no, bro. If we take a break, it's worse. He's like, yep, it's worse. Yeah, if you take a break, it's fucking worse. And so I just went through with it. I did the whole left knee, and he was even impressed. And some of the tattoo artists over there too were like, "Damn, bro, you just." He's like, "Did that had it hurt?" I'm like, "Not really." And this guy's like, "Bullshit." And I'm like, "You know what? It did hurt, but motherfucker, I pulled through." I said, "I'm not gonna stop. I'm glad it hurts." And it just really taught me a lot about where my mind is. I'm like, "I can push through this shit." And then I'm like, "Let's do the other one." He's like, "You really want to do the other one?" I'm like, "Yeah, let's fucking do it, bro." He's like, "Okay." And the A was tough, man. And it's funny because they said, no, the A is going to be easy. It's not as tough as the D. But the A, the thing is, all my adrenaline and everything went from my left knee. It was already there. It was already used up. So the first 10 minutes of the right knee, I was like, oh, man, this is going to be rough. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm just not going to stop. What am I going to do? Get up? Fuck no. It's like quitting to me. I'm not going to tap out. And so I did the right knee, and I just felt proud of myself. I'm like, man, I was like, that's all. That was awesome, man. Like, he's like, I don't know if about it being awesome. But yeah, man, I'm like, bro, and it's right. I guess for me, pain has such a different meaning. Pain to me means growth. Pain to me means evolving. You have to go through pain. Like, that's all I've been trying to focus on. And so, as I've been focusing mainly on growth this year, it's like, okay, cool, pain, cool, I'm growing. I'm uncomfortable, good, I'm growing. And when you're in a constant state of being uncomfortable, you legitimately get comfortable. Like, sometimes I feel like, am I uncomfortable enough? But the reality is, like, I'm so uncomfortable every day with my wake up time, with my meals, being hungry, with working out every single day, not having many pleasures. Alcohol, drinking, sex, like pleasurable foods, that being uncomfortable became kind of like, okay, this is how I live my life now. And so when you go to something that's really painful, you're like, okay, like every day I go through pain and I tolerate it. And it's not about so much as like being super, super strong. It's more so your self-talk. It's like, no, I can get through this. Like, yeah, he's going over my knee right now, over and over and over and over again. I don't care. Fuck it. I don't care. Nothing can break me. Nothing can break me. I got this shit. None. I mean, it's gonna have to finish at one point, right? And so I got my knees done. I really want to get tattooed everywhere, truthfully, because like I used to never want to get tattoos because of bodybuilding, but I'm not a bodybuilder anymore, Like, I'm a coach, and a coach that does more than his clients, does more than his than any of his people, to show them that if they even do half of what I could do, then they're going to be ecstatic. I take it to the extreme, and I'm fine with that. And it's just a different way of life, and a lot of people won't understand that. I actually had a conversation with a buddy of mine yesterday, and he invited me to do a little bit of a rave, but I'm like, I'm good, bro. And he's still drinking, and I'm like, nah, dude, I don't drink no more, dude. Like, not at the moment, maybe in years. But you say a no to a lot of people, and I said, no, I'm good. Thank you, though. Appreciate it. And a few of my friends are going, but I just think differently now. We're 9 months into this year. We're about to be 10 months, 2 more days, and it's October. And 10 months into this year, and holy fuck, man. It's just waking up at 3 a.m., not really going out, not doing all this other stuff has really made me significantly stronger mentally, significantly a better man. And so, really understand, guys. If I can tell you anything, it's just like, put yourself through it. Put yourself through it. Don't be afraid to. Be more afraid of just staying the same. Be more afraid of not being as confident as you could be, not having the job, the money, and the lifestyle that you actually want. That's a big thing for me, man. It's lifestyle. I want a great life. And it's obviously live day to day, and you can have nothing, have a great life. You can have everything, have a great life. I don't want to say you can have nothing and have a great life and have everything and have a horrible life, because I hate that. Like, you can have both. You can have nothing and have a horrible life. You can have everything and have a horrible life. You can have everything and have a great life. You can have nothing and have a great life. And so, just don't shy away from it. Embrace it. Okay? Much love, guys.